Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders, and welcome to your Morning Boost from AWB Education. It's Tuesday, and we are going to tackle a topic today that's crucial for building strong literacy foundations, and that is effective professional development for the science of reading. If you didn't happen to catch it, in last week's Education Week Spotlight, they had an article on the science of reading, and they talk about the fact that there's growing consensus that teacher preparation and professional development needs to change to align with the research on how children learn to read. And this really underscores the importance of our conversation today as we are exploring how to best equip our teachers with the knowledge and skills to implement this research-based approach. Now, the science of reading refers to the converging evidence from research in various fields, including cognitive psychology, neuroscience, and linguistics, and this research is about how children learn to read. It emphasizes the importance of explicit and systematic instruction in foundational skills like phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and reading comprehension. However, simply handing teachers a stack of research articles or a new curriculum, it isn't enough. Effective PD requires a strategic and multifaceted approach. Now, first and foremost, PD should be grounded in high-quality research and it should be aligned with the science of reading. It should provide teachers with a deep understanding of how reading develops and the most effective instructional practices for supporting that development. This means moving beyond one-size-fits-all workshops and offering ongoing job-embedded PD that allows teachers to apply their learning in the classrooms and receive feedback and support. Maybe consider partnering with universities or organizations that specialize in literacy instruction to help us provide expert-led training and coaching. For example, there are many states that offer letters training, which, if you didn't know, is the language essentials for teachers of reading and spelling. It's a comprehensive program grounded in the science of reading. Many states offer some training in this. Maybe we can capitalize on that if that's true in your state. But secondly, PD should be interactive and encouraging. Instead of sitting there with a passive lecture or that one-size-fits-all workshop, we want to try to incorporate active learning strategies that will cater to different learning styles and will encourage collaboration. Try to think of some simulations where teachers can step in the shoes of a struggling reader, case studies that analyze real student scenarios, and collaborative activities where teachers work together, they develop lesson plans together, and analyze student data together. When we provide those opportunities for teachers to observe expert teachers modeling effective practices and also then practice those practices themselves in a safe and supportive environment, we're providing a great opportunity for learning. Another example would be teachers could participate in mock lessons. They can analyze student work samples and engage in peer-to-peer coaching. Video analysis of classroom instruction, it can also be a very powerful tool for reflection and growth. Just don't be afraid to get creative. Use games, role-playing, even other forms of technology to make that learning fun and engaging. Thirdly, PD should be tailored to the specific needs of our teachers and students. Again, the cookie-cutter approach, it just isn't going to cut it. Consider conducting a needs assessment ahead of time so we can really identify areas where teachers require additional support. We may or may not know where they need it, so let's go ask them for that information. This could involve analyzing student data, could involve observing classroom instruction, or just surveying teachers about their professional learning goals. Our PD, we always know, should be differentiated to address the specific needs and provide targeted support for our staff. So, for instance, if data reveals a school-wide weakness in phonics instruction, we should focus our PD about explicit phonics teaching strategies, provide teachers with opportunities to practice, and then also, of course, receive feedback. Or if our teachers are expressing a need for support in differentiating instruction and for diverse learners, PD should focus on strategies for scaffolding and providing that individualized support. The key here is to make that PD relevant and applicable to all of the challenges our teachers are facing in the classrooms. We're only going to know that if we get that information or flat out ask them. Furthermore, PD should be ongoing and sustained. Anytime we do one-shot workshops, it's very unlikely that's going to lead to any lasting change. Instead, we want to provide continuous opportunities for learning and growth. Do this through our regular PLC meetings. If they're focused on literacy or mentoring programs, we can even do some online learning modules if that's going to be what's best fit for our staff. It'll allow teachers to deepen their understanding and refine their practices, and then also receive that ongoing support as they are implementing the science of reading in their classrooms. Creating a professional library with books and articles on the science of reading, it can also help support that ongoing learning. Just don't forget the importance of creating that supportive school culture. We want to ensure that teachers have access to the resources they need, and this includes high-quality curriculum materials and assessments, and also the technology piece, and make sure they understand how to use it. We want to encourage collaboration and knowledge sharing amongst our teachers. Mostly, and really maybe more importantly, celebrate the successes and acknowledge the hard work that goes into improving literacy instruction, especially if this is a huge second-order change for you. Could even consider establishing a school-wide literacy leadership team that's going to help guide the implementation and provide that ongoing support, the good boots-on-the-ground method. I just know that by investing in high-quality ongoing PD when it's aligned to the science of reading, we will empower our teachers to become effective and to ensure that all students have that opportunity to become proficient readers. As Louisa Motes, a renowned reading expert, states, effective teaching requires knowing what to teach, how to teach it, and how to determine if our students have learned it. Let's equip our teachers with this knowledge and support them on their journey to becoming literacy leaders. That's your Morning Boost for today. I encourage you to explore the resources available in this Education Week Spotlight. They really dive into the science of reading, and it'll help you consider how you can implement some of these strategies into your PD to help your schools. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks again for tuning into your Morning Boost. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.